The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio, Biz Radio, and kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 10th of October. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and...
me, Bird.
Hello, Bird.
All right, love.
You all right?
I'm really, really, really feeling very, very, very excited.
You're looking good. You're looking bubbly.
Do you know what? Everybody said that to me. I yesterday, everybody's going, oh, my God, you look well. I'm like, what does that mean?
That you haven't been looking well.
Yeah. I'm feeling great.
No, you're bubbly. It's good. No, it's
I'm trying to contain it. Contain it, you know.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice one.
God help you. Can I just say, before we even get going, have you seen that I've come first on some of the tweets and not you?
You're really made up with that, aren't you?
Loving it.
After 9 years, after 9 years of doing this, you eventually got your name first.
Ah, yes.
She got headline billing, folks. I'm not surprised.
You're Bird and Paul.
You're the prettiest of the two of us.
Thanks, love.
Yeah. That's all right.
What have you been up to?
Well, I want to know who sent it to you. I'm going to go around there and sort them out.
Wiser, wealthier.
Carl. Carl, get it right. Stop flirting, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Work. You know, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, what are you up to?
I've been busy. You know what it's like. Keeping on, keeping on.
Tell us about the council, because you're happier.
Yeah, we seem to have sorted them out over in Fruitworks now. They'd added it up the bill wrong a bit.
How did you show them that they were incorrect?
By screaming a lot.
Is that what we should all do?
Yeah. Well, you know, we tried hard to make them think about what they were doing. And when I pointed out that what they were trying to charge me was like an 800% increase, they kind of went, And I went, I can publicise this. If you'd like me to publicise that you've tried to increase my rates by 800%, I can if you like.
I think you are.
Yeah. I think you've won and you still are anyway. Nice, Nettie.
Did you spot that?
I did. You can tell you that you're good with figures.
Mm. I wouldn't go that far.
So, yeah.
So is that what we should all do?
Well, you should certainly query things just because they send them to you. I mean, the thing I found was that there was a lot of finger pointing going on. The council blamed the Rates Valuation Office and the Rates Valuation Office blamed the council and then everybody blamed me and then, you know.
Hmm.
Anyway, I think we've sorted it out.
Good.
Yeah, so that's good.
Good. What do you know in business this week?
Well, I know not to have major dental surgery the day before a radio show. That would always help because my mouth's all numb.
Well, I can help.
Yeah, you want to do the talking now, don't you?
I can do that.
She's taking over. You see, she's coming first on the tweets and now she wants to do all the talking as well.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Now, so how many are there in the studio today? That'll be 5. How many girls and how many boys?
Exactly, Nettie.
60% girls.
And he wants to come on my show. Can you believe it? He said, here, Bird, when am I going to get an invite for your show? I was like, how wonderful.
Yeah.
We had a deal, didn't we? When?
You see, I had to go on the conversation with Bird because it's the only way I'd get a word in because then it would be about me talking, wouldn't it?
Imagine that.
Allegedly.
It's all about Paul.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I don't know what I'll find to talk about for 20 minutes, but...
Well, we are talking about the conversation.
Yeah.
And that was beautifully lined in, so thank you. We got Jack Green on tomorrow. I am so excited. Double Olympian.
Yeah.
Very excited about getting him in. Mm. And, of course, it's going to be smack bang into what I love talking about, which is peak performance and how you can then strategise that into your life.
Absolutely. She's doing an effort now. Do you see? Well,
she's
taking over.
She's
taking over, isn't she? No wonder she's so happy.
I know. I'm super excited.
I'll tell you what, Bird. What time's that on?
That's funny enough.
Is it now?
No, it's on channelradio.co.uk and it's on a Wednesday from 1 till 2.
It is.
And it's called The Conversation.
It is.
It's with you, me, and tomorrow, Jack Green.
Absolutely.
Double Olympian.
Like it.
Do you know who I am? I can't wait to say that to people. Do you know who I am? Could you imagine me ever doing that? No. What?
No.
Could you imagine it? I'd love to get stopped. Oh my God, it's Bird. I'd love that. I would.
You might have to change from radio though.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do Facebook Lives.
It's a start. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Anyway.
Nah, she's famous. She's famous.
Yeah, Nettie.
Yeah.
So, Nettie.
Anyway, enough of all that.
Yes, Sarah.
I never get called Sarah. Ever.
Should we start calling her Sarah just to annoy
Sarah
her?
Sarah,
today's show
for
only.
Today's show only. No. Bird is now Sarah.
Sarah Ann.
Sarah hyphenated Ann.
Sarah
it
Ann.
Is a Sarah hyphenated
Ann. I know. Yeah. I know who you are.
I know who you are. Anyway, so thank you, Wiser and Wealthier, Bird and Paul. Hashtag, Business Bunker, could I get a shout out, please, for my hashtag my big D on today's hashtag Business Bunker, please. Yes, there you go. So this is my big D. It's a just giving page. Go and do. So one burpee tonight. I don't get it. Could you let us know why is a wealthier? What this is all about? Oh, it's a CrossFitter.
CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Well, like windows and doors.
No, it's a fitness program.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you lost me there.
I could see that. Anyway, wise or wealthier, there's your shout out, just because you put me first.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, I want to give a mention to today's show sponsor and to tell you about an event that they've got coming up. We're very, very pleased and we thank you very much for today's show sponsor, who are the Networkers Networking event. And their next event is set in the stunning location of Kenwood House in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. And we look forward to welcoming you to an event that's all about networking. It's taking place on Thursday the 2nd of November from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. with four great speakers, each sharing valuable information and tips on how to make your networking effective and efficient. Eight of the best networking masterminding and associations in Kent and many like-minded business owners to network with will all be there in this very relaxed and peaceful setting. It's absolutely gorgeous there as well. The speakers are Chris Pollard, who will be sharing the power and engagement and how this leads to collaboration. Spencer Wood, who will be sharing with us the power of mindset and its importance when networking. And hopefully he'll do a little bit of magic, because Spencer's an up-close musician as well, isn't he?
Never met him.
Have you not met him?
No.
Have you not?
No.
He's a lovely guy, Spencer. Really good magician as well. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes will be sharing her networking experiences and her do's and don'ts to successful networking. And Mark Goldfinch will be sharing the standard 7-step process he uses to help individuals and businesses develop a repertoire of 60-second anecdotes about themselves.
We love Mark.
We love Mark. He's got such an interesting background.
Oh, my days. He knows so much.
He does. He used to work for the military as a press analyst in Iraq.
He's amazing. He's just
unbelievable.
We had about an hour conversation with him post show. It was just so brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've tried to get coffee with him, but we just keep doing this.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's good. He's a good guy, Mark.
That's not very good on radio.
Really interesting.
Wasn't it the same?
The event is sponsored by Fruit Bowl Media, Telcare, and Carlene Lettings. And a Networkers Networking event is suitable for you if you've just started networking and are unsure where to go or how to do it effectively, or alternatively, if you network already but are frustrated because you don't think it's working for you, or you're a serial networker who loves networking and don't want to miss an opportunity. So basically everybody, yeah?
I'm sorry, I'm not there.
The Networkers Networking event is an all-day event. You're welcome to join us for as long as you want. So if you can't make it all day, just pop in when you want. If you can't stay all day, just book without lunch. It's £15 for the event with refreshments but without lunch, or £25 with refreshments and lunch. And to book your place, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
Nice.
Good. What you got?
Oh.
We've had, by the way, I didn't mention.
How many?
I was counting them and it was getting up quite high. We've had 1,843,963,002,000 tweets so far.
And people think we make this up.
I know. They never believe me.
I don't get it.
I know.
We're really
What's
famous.
What's wrong with them? Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, we're famous.
We're flying.
Everyone's heard of Sarah Ann Bird.
Here, did you know
what?
That Caroline and Liz, Riverford.
Riverford, the organic sisters. That's not easy to say.
They have won an award.
Have they?
Yeah, we at Riverford won Best Online Retailer at hashtag FDDA Awards 17. So really excited for them because we get so much support from them. So big, big congratulations, Caroline and Liz.
Yeah, fantastic. That's Riverford_organic is their Twitter handle. The Organic Sisters.
It is.
Nice one. I took a photo of this earlier just so that I remembered and now I can't find it. Hold on. Here we go. There's an event taking place here. Here being where the studio is at Kent Space in Wooden Road in Ashford. And it's taking place on the evening of the 25th of October from 5:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. It's a networking evening, but there's a presentation on GDPR and cybersecurity. And the presentation is by Anna Wilkinson, who's from First Stop Insurance, and Joanna Fraze of Harlequin CDIS. And Jo and Anna are experts in their field and will fully discuss all areas of the GDPR using basic language that makes sense and simplifying the complications of GDPR. So do come along. There's drinks, nibbles, networking and great company here at Kent Space, Wootton Road, Ashford, 25th of October, 5:30 p.m. onwards.
We need to know more about that. We've been saying about it, haven't we? There's loads of events coming up about it. Okay, so can we have a shout out, please? Hashtag BeBunker for the attached offer / competition. Great offer for Kent organisations and Westham fans. It's not Westrum, it's Westham.
Where?
Westham?
Westham.
West Ham.
Oh, West Ham.
Oh, that's why I didn't realise. Oh, I thought you were
talking. I thought you were talking about football, and you were talking about West Ham.
It is. It's free IT network health check, and this is all sponsored by, it looks like, West Ham United.
Oh no, it's Catch IT, that isn't it?
It's a what?
Catch IT.
Yes, it is. Yeah, well done. You're on it. Catch IT services. So there's your shout out. Yeah, so book a business network check and you'll automatically be included in our competition to win 2 West Ham tickets.
Cool. Good. What you got?
Oh, rugby. Aware comes to Cranbrook. Cranbrook RFC will be hosting a rugby aware session at their club in Angley Road, Cranbrook, on the 16th of October. That's a Monday, 7 till 10 p.m. It tells you all about the awareness of rugby and the game and the support. But whether you are a coach, a match official, a parent, a volunteer or a player, Rugby Aware is an opportunity for everyone involved in rugby union to gain knowledge and understanding on some of the current topics in the game, especially on player welfare and player safety. So spaces are limited. It's the 16th of October. If you're a coach, player, parent, then email David Martin. That's david.f.martin@gmail.com. Go register.
Cool. I had a tweet from Chris Hyde of Chameleogenics.
He loves us.
Yeah. He says, hi, Paul. I'm tuning in. So how about a shout out, please? It would be appreciated. I've got a busy week already. I'm helping NHS staff embed change in GP practices.
I saw that.
Yeah. So thanks, Chris. Thanks for that. Do give Chris a follow if you can ever spell his name. It's Chameleogenics. I'll spell that for you, shall I? It's Chameleogenics. Chameleogenics. Do give Chris a follow. He's a lovely fellow. He's just moved, actually. He's moved from the New Forest to Lincolnshire.
I know. And he was saying that he thinks that Kent's brilliant for business.
Yeah. Yeah. He did say to me the other day, wish he'd moved to Kent. And I said, well, you moved.
Yeah.
Didn't you know where we were?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, he's gone home to Lincolnshire. So
nice. That's cool. Lighthouse Safety, we're a team of safety management and environmental specialists with the ability to deliver the training you need when you need it. Hashtag BeBunker, there is your shout out. Very interesting, was talking about training. You know what I'm like with AI and VR, and this is going to be a massive market where they're going to use this.
Well, it's funny you should say that because we've got a workshop happening.
Nice. Yeah. That's a slick.
See, this show isn't just thrown together. It's produced within an inch of its life.
I love it.
But it's the ISE Innovation Workshop. Kent Digital and Creative Companies are invited to a free workshop on the 12th of October at Brands Hatch Place Hotel to learn about future trends and applications in augmented and virtual reality technology. With speakers from Belgium and the Netherlands looking at how adopting new technology could help with internationalisation. You can find out more about it and book your free place by going to the website, which is iseproject.eu/content. So do check that out. That's the ISE Innovation Workshop on Augmented and Virtual Reality.
Yeah, they do need to sort out the accents, though, because they're not very good at understanding accents.
Oh, we shouldn't.
AI. Alexa's not very good at understanding.
Have you seen that YouTube video of the two Scottish guys in a lift in America?
No.
11. What floor do you want? 11. Yes, that's a knack. Have you not seen it? It's hilarious.
Don't know. You're going to get me going again now. I just cry every time I'm on here. Right, hiya. How's it going? You may or may not have heard about the Kent Foundation's new brand of networking event for the young entrepreneur. This Friday, the 6th of October, is our launch event at Maidstone's Business Terrace. We'll be gathering for an evening of mingling and networking, and I really hope to see you there. This is for Bogdan. We love Bogdan. He's a...
Bogdan Alex, yep.
Yeah, he's a... what do we call him? a DJ, would you call him?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. I'll taught him everything he knows. He's he does the drive time show on CSR, the Canterbury Community Radio Station. He's the most laid back bloke ever. I did last year, just after he started, I did a show with him. We did Freshers Week together, and we did the drive time show, and he was hilarious. He's laying there with his feet on the desk.
He really is
the most laid back character you can ever know.
I like their mics though.
Yeah,
they're cool. I went over and did the same as you. Yeah. And they do this thing called Bogdan, you believe it? Yeah. Do you see what he's done there?
Yeah.
Good, just in case you missed it. Yeah. But yeah, very good.
He's a British citizen now as well.
Yeah. He looks very posh that day.
Yeah, he was very pleased with himself, wasn't he?
And rightly
showing off his certificate and everything.
And rightly so.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done, Bolton. So cool. Yeah, I just want to mention as well, because Neville Gaunt just sent me a tweet to remind me that it's World Health Day, World Mental Health Day. And for those people based locally, if you want to know anything about dementia in the workplace, can I suggest that you get in touch with Denise Wilton or Jackie Offen, both of whom are very active in doing workshops for understanding dementia in the workplace, and they're really interesting workshops. So do get in touch with either of those ladies if you are interested in such things.
I've just got to say, and this is what I love, and we've been noticing this getting more and more and more. Have you seen Twitter? Okay, so on Twitter, Chris Hyde, he is so quick at this, right? Mm. So they've put Sarah Ann on a bike now. Yeah. What was I last week?
Miss on a bike.
Miss on a bike. Yeah. Miss on a bike last week. Now I'm Sarah Ann on a bike. Yeah. Who's that? And he's just put this big gif saying, who is she? I think it's really funny. I love that we're interacting more and more now, aren't we? So keep it coming. Keep talking to us.
Miss on a bike. Yeah.
Miss on a bike.
Sarah Ann on a bike now.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Very funny, Chris. Yeah. You're
and Bird Lucas. We could have two people. She's going to start doubling up on the money soon, isn't she?
She'll want two pay slips.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. What you got?
Are you based in the borough of Ashford? Why not register your business for the Ashford Business Awards? Don't get me started. The awards dinner takes place on November the 30th at Ashford International Hotel. For more details on how to enter, here we go, the World Wide Web. That's www.businessawardskent.co.uk. And I'm not allowed to enter.
No, because you're not in Ashford.
I'm global.
That doesn't matter. It's where you're based.
Phil,
not where you do business. We're all global.
Exactly.
Yeah, Clear Books are global as well.
Exactly.
We're all
You're
global.
You're not allowed to enter it either.
No, he's not in Ashford either. You can enter the Global Awards then.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Somebody put on a Global Award.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB, and he says, are you owed money? FSB Debt Recovery can help you. If you want to find out more, give me a call. He has given me his phone number, which is 07747114627, but you won't have written that down because it was too quick. So the easiest way is to follow him on the Twitter. And his Twitter handle is anot20. That's AKNOTT20. Anot20.
It's really interesting the way you said the number then.
Why?
Well, because lots of people say the numbers different ways. So sure. I say mobile phone numbers in 5, 3, and 3.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I can't believe you've ever thought about it that much.
No, oh, yeah. Seriously?
She went on a week's retreat to work out how to do that.
Did she have to do yoga and all stuff like that?
No, how rude. I'm curious about why you do what you do. So this is really important. When you say a number, how do you hear it? And how do you say it?
Absolutely.
You said it wrong.
That was the point she was getting to.
Oh, you're surprised. You said it wrong.
I said it wrong.
There are two views. Yeah. Sarah's and the wrong one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I feel like you've been telling me off now. Sarah.
Sarah. I've got my mum voice on.
Ms. Sarah. On a bike.
Yeah, anyway, I always say mine 5, 3, and 3. So I would have said it in a different way if I had the number in front of me.
Well, go on then. Say it in a different way.
Try the 5, 3, 3.
5, 3, 3.
Yeah, so say it in 5.
I can't find it. Okay, so that's 07747 114627.
They are. I'm right, aren't I, Phil? I'm right.
Oh, go on. Go on.
Sorry.
They're ganging up on me now, listener.
Will you stop bullying my guests?
I've got to be careful. I'm sitting next to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Roll today. Do you know what?
Go on.
I'm going to play some tunage.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, I'm going to play some tunage.
Is there any reason behind it?
No, not that you want to know.
Okay.
Here we go.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio, on Biz Radio, and kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, October the 10th, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Ms. On a Bike.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Brad. You all right?
All right, Sarah Ann.
Yeah. You're great.
Nice one. Oh, we're in one of those frivolous moods again today. I've had a tweet from Rowena Horton, and she said, hashtag wine lady, loves to help you learn more about wine and cheese. Fun and informal. There's more info at discoverthevine.co.uk. So do check it out. That's Rowena Horton. She does wine tasting events. Discoverthevine.co.uk. Sarah.
Hello. Oh, you want me to do something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know, if I, sorry to interrupt your arranging your social calendar.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm working here with Mikey, actually. Big shout out to Mikey.
Hello, Mikey. Yeah. He wants me to take a photo of you as well.
Why?
I just think he fancies you or something.
Don't be so ridiculous.
No, he wants to see how far away you are from the mic.
Why? Am I loud?
I don't know. He hasn't told me that.
Well,
he just
Mikey,
said,
could you just
he
let
just
let
said,
us
will
know?
You take a photo of a bird? I want to see how close she is to the mic. So you just keep talking and I'm going to take the photograph.
Well, anyway, he's just put, oh my God, it's bird. There you go, Sarah. What is it with everybody today? Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. Go on, just talk. No, do it properly.
Okay, so the redevelopment of former refuse site Prince's Parade Hive. Can I just say, this is just down the road from me. The planning application for the redevelopment of the council's former refuse site at Prince's Parade Hive has now been submitted. The proposal includes a replacement swimming pool and leisure centre, 150 new homes and potential for a boutique hotel, restaurant and public open space. Now, this is really interesting, Mr. Andrews, because I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, and do you know what? There's a bit of an outrage in the community, and they're walking through Hythe absolutely against this.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Hold on.
Well, people have the right to disagree.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. But I want to understand why you and your fellow people.
Whoa! What in do you mean, Hythe, fellow people
in Hythe, your residents.
I'm not from these parts, am I?
No, I know, I know, you're from Devon, my lover, but you actually live in Hythe now.
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay, so they're turning a former landfill site into a leisure park.
I know,
and the residents are up in arms.
Yes.
Would they rather have landfill?
Yeah.
I know.
It keeps the seagulls off their gum, presumably.
I actually don't know what to feel about it.
What about the protest?
Yeah. I think people have a right to say they disagree.
Agree. Of course I agree.
But I'm really intrigued. What do they want then? What do they want instead of this? Do they want it just to be nothing?
How odd. What is the objection? Do you know?
Just the fact that they're not happy that they're building there, they're building in high, they're building more and more land that isn't isn't there.
And I think it's so a slippery slope kind of job.
Well, I actually think it has to move forward, and, and this is going to be a great thing. Apparently, this swimming pool's going to slip into the water and everything. It's going to be awesome.
Right.
And does it replace the old Hyde swimming pool and all
that? No, I'm not too sure. I don't know, but it's quite a way away, so it's the other end. And it's like 2 minutes down the road from me. It's perfect.
Cool.
But I go sea swimming anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Mm. Although I'm not going sea swimming at the minute. It's a bit chilly.
I've had a tweet from Design Point. And it says, could I have a big shout out on the Business Bunker, please, Paul, for Des Point. And that's our Twitter handle is Des, D-E-S underscore point, offering graphic design support to local businesses. Thank you. So that's Design Point. Corporate branding and everything in between. Do give them a follow. They're new to Twitter. They're a new listener to the Business Bunker show. Des underscore point. Give them a follow. Check them out.
Nice.
Cool.
101 Reasons Kent Makes Business Sense. This month has seen the launch of our new campaign, 101 Reasons Kent Makes Business Sense, which quite literally demonstrates a wealth of reasons why Kent and Medway present a fantastic opportunity for businesses looking to set up or expand in the county. With so many great stories to tell across the connectivity, the cost savings, the skills, the quality of life, they go into all of this. The campaign also highlights the Plus service from Locate in Kent, a free service tailored to businesses' needs, which provides support on property finding, financial incentives. It goes into a whole route of what to network with partners. So do look at the campaign, which will run across a number of media channels such as press, online and on billboards. That's an interesting thing, billboards.
Mm.
I wonder if that's going to take a new growth in itself.
Yeah, well, you're going to go for digital billboards eventually, aren't you?
Do you think?
Well, there's already digital billboards about the place.
So go and check them out. That's on the World Wide Web, which is www.locateinkent.com/101reasons.
Fantastic. Last week, I went to a new networking event in New Romney. First one of its kind out on the marsh, which was really interesting, held at the Cinqports pub in New Romney.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit, you know, who's going to come here? There's going to be like four sheep, me, and an alpaca if I'm lucky. But as it turned out, Terry Botfield did a superb job.
Terry.
Well done, Terry. He got 40-odd people there, which was brilliant.
Did he?
Yeah, no,
what
it was really brilliant.
What type of businesses were there?
A whole mixture. I actually met some really interesting people, and I actually sold two, I sold two sponsorship packages while I was there. How about that, then? I don't normally manage to sell anything.
They clearly didn't know who we are.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, but I actually met some really interesting people. I actually met the manager from the MacArthur Glen Outlet Centre there.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the MADG with him locally. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And I didn't know. He was telling me that they're massively expanding it.
Oh, it's huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, another 700,000 square feet.
Yeah. It's really big. It's it's really exciting because it's actually going to bring that bottom bit of the town right up.
They're going to join it up, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
And it'll do a look for the railway station and all of that in Ashford. So
absolutely.
It's really good, what with the international bit of it anyway. So a lot of the visitors to the outlet are already from Europe.
Yeah, sure.
And then it brings more down through the
high straight off the train into the shops. What's not to like?
Yeah. Well,
good stuff. Mm. Well, to that end, and well done, Terry. He's gone mad now, so he's got a whole heap of events that he's organising based on his success. So the new Romney Marsh networking group has arrived and it's up and running. And these are some of the events that he's got planned up until Christmas. There's a launch meeting of the Marsh After Hours networking group on the 18th of October. That's at 5 p.m. and that's in Dymchurch at the Ship, which has just nearly been refurbished. And the Ship is within looking distance of our other studio, because our other studio is in Dymchurch.
Mm-hmm.
November meeting is Marsh Networking Over Coffee on November the 8th at 10 a.m. And that's at the Cinqport Arms, which is a really lovely pub in the High Street there. There's Marsh After Hours Networking on the 22nd of November at 5 p.m. again at the Dymchurch at the Ship. There's Marsh Networking Over Coffee on the 6th of December back at the Cinqports. So you get the idea. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, click on the blog link, there's Marsh Networking, and it's got all of these listed there, and it's got links so that you can book your places on all of them. So do check it all out. Yeah.
Twitter's gone mad.
It has. Told you, over a trillion.
There's some talk of your attire.
My attire?
That's correct.
What about my attire?
Your, not your tire, your attire.
Oh, my attire.
And there's just one thing that's just come up that says no sign of a waistcoat.
Yeah, that's Jules. You know, we do think that Mr. Andrews is a dedicated follower of fashion.
Yeah.
And I think it's right when Jules isn't here with me that I report back what he's wearing.
Absolutely.
But there's no waistcoat.
I didn't put a waistcoat on this morning.
Do they not fit anymore?
Oh.
I'll take the laughter
Yeah. Oh, you are so wounding.
And so quick.
You are so wounding. And for Jules's benefit, I'm not wearing a gilet either. Because it is gilet weather.
It is.
I'm wearing a gilet.
Oh, you're wearing a gilet. You always wear a gilet.
It's on the back of your chair. You've not got it on.
I will have in a minute. It's
while we're talking about the reprobate Mrs. Serkin,
yeah.
I have had a tweet from her as well. In which she's promoting Rebecca, Serenity Becker. Because
mm-hmm.
Serenity Becker in Whitstable has been nominated for the Gwino Salon of Excellence 2017.
Wow.
So congratulations, Becca. That's Rebecca Nutt and Serenity Becker's
Very good.
Beauty Spa in Whitstable. So thank you for that, Jules.
Sally Laker's been on. She does our usual weekly one, which we love, Sally. Big shout out to you. And it's afternoon, Vanilla Web. A huge hello from sunny Whitstable, Cake Central at hashtag BBunker. So big shout out. Also, we've got Nicola Marsh. She's saying, please can I have a shout out? I'm a virtual assistant at Virtual Paperwork. So that's virtual assistant Sandback. So she's www.virtualpaperwork.co.uk.
Cool.
Why are you laughing?
Some of the gifts that they're posting on here are ridiculous. Nutty stuff.
What I'm loving is I think people stop. It's like being in France when you go for lunch. It stops, doesn't it, between 12 and 2. And I think that's what we've started here, Mr. Andrews. Mm-hmm. We've started a revolt. So everybody stops working from 1 till 3 on a Tuesday. And they
listen
just...
to us.
Sound tools.
Nutty. We've put work into this.
We have. Well, you have.
Haven't we, Mr. Andrews?
We have, yeah.
We have meetings. We go...
Everything. Meetings and everything. It must be serious.
How can we make the best of the show? We try.
Yeah. We have meetings about it.
How do they go?
Well, I'm very good at them. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, anyway. She takes notes and everything.
I do.
And then she emails me afterwards with what she agreed.
Does it
affect your spam? I do. I take it. Very, very serious.
She does. She's not missing.
I really care, Joe. I really care.
I believe you.
Right, we don't do networking. We waffle. Right. Join us for our first ever waffle event at Dragon Co-working. So we provide the fancy coffee and teas along with freshly made warm... I love a warm waffle with loads of toppings. Also, you have to do is come along and enjoy spending time... Stop, you can't make me laugh. Spending time waffling.
You enjoy a warm what? Oh, she's corpsed. She's corpsed. I'll tell you what, but you get yourself back together and I'm going to talk to Joe and you can read that again after I've talked to Joe. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Joe Allsop. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to see you as always. And you're up to some new things, aren't you?
Always up to new things.
You're always plotting and planning, aren't you?
Not quite ever satisfied with what I'm up to.
No, currently. She got me cooking tuna out in the middle of a field once. And yeah, not satisfied with that. You've moved on to other things. So what are you up to?
Well,
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Yeah, before you do that, why don't you just tell the listener in Kent that doesn't know you what you actually do the rest of the time.
Okay, well, my day-to-day business is the Stove Hub and the Heating Hub. So we fit boilers and stoves, have a showroom in Rochester, have a couple of banging websites that do very well. Mm. And, we run a happy business up in Medway, but cover Kent.
Right, cool.
And you cooked for us because we have a trailer. That was one of my former projects.
It was one of your little projects. You had a trailer with a wood-burning stove on it, didn't you? And you made me come and cook stuff on it.
Yeah.
Which was great. It was good fun.
And we've had lots of great Kent chefs come and cook.
And me.
And we kind of do food festivals and it's a bit of cross-marketing. It's great fun. Get out there. Yeah.
But you've come up with a really clever idea and I think it deserves some wider exposure. So tell us what your latest cunning plan is, Baldrick.
I never had a colleague that called me Death by a Thousand Projects.
Really?
She would roll her eyes. My latest project is, I came up perhaps with the idea about 2 years ago. when I felt that networking, at least the ones that I'd attended, didn't really work for me. Business pressures, family pressures, whatever. I do think network is incredibly beneficial if you have the time to put to it. But I didn't really. And I just, I sort of wanted a way that I could network that improved my odds of expanding my business.
It is very true. Funnily enough, the Networkers Networking event, that's one of the big things that they'll talk about at the event I was talking about earlier, is so many people go to networking events without really thinking about it. And then they go, oh, you know, I didn't really do anything. And you go, well, who was there? Yeah, well, no one that was interesting. Yeah. You know, so it's about a demographic, isn't it? You know, if you're trying to sell into a particular market or build relationships in a particular market, if you go to the wrong place and meet the wrong people, it ain't going to work, is it?
Yeah, and then you kind of have a bad feel for it, I think. But I do think it's a great way to expand your business. So my little idea a few years ago was to ambitiously run my own networking event as well as run the businesses, but just clustering together home and Kent independent home and garden services, so nice kitchen companies and hot tub companies, bathroom companies, anyone that was selling or manufacturing or servicing, chair companies like Felicity, really try and find a network of similar like-minded companies that could present themselves as a united group, and part of the group would be to obviously go around to different premises for different companies within the network to be able to showcase their services.
Yep.
And part of it, which is something we've developed because Denise Wilton obviously provides marketing services to us. Part of her idea was to that we share this customer base, and in fact, collaboration and crossing over would bring us leads.
You know, because you know me, that I'm a big advocate of collaboration.
Yes.
And it's something I've banged on about for a long, long time. And for ages and ages and ages, the kind of thing you were doing, people would shy away from that on the grounds that you're all in the same business, and therefore, you know, it's all competitive and I'm not doing anything with you. But at long last, people like you are breaking down those barriers and telling everyone, it's about collaboration, isn't it? It's not. It's no longer about trying to grab a bit of market share. It's about expanding the market.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that I love, and one of the things I like about the Show Home Network and what you've done to put that together.
Well, I think our experience on the boiler side, with our boilers, everybody needs a boiler.
Don't start about old boilers. Otherwise, I'll have her on to me.
But I'm writing this down.
Yeah, absolutely.
For wood burning stoves, I mean, it's such a new phenomenon for many people that are in town centres, that have gas boilers. You know, they don't use it as a primary source of heat. So people come to wood burners new, and I think a lot of our marketing is really about raising our profile and raising the understanding of it. And I think that's true for a lot of Kent businesses, such as Felicity with her chairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheeky chairs, they make the most gorgeous chairs, absolutely gorgeous. Fabulous chairs. But, you know, it's about getting people to know about them and understand them and see them and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think that collaboration with other companies that share that customer base that potentially would want something like that can help raise each other's profiles, have access to each other's databases. And part of the thinking is we have the launch event in October. So this project kind of got put on the back burner because of my own time resource. And it's something we've come back to, Denise and I. And what we did was employ a lady called Lynn. She's a business development manager. She really just chats on the phone, loves chatting, talks to people, recruited people for a launch.
That was her appraisal, was it?
That was basically,
you're our business development manager. So what do you do? Oh, you chat on the phone. Okay, nice, cool.
She's very good at it. Don't underestimate how hard. So she's put together 25 or so Kent companies to attend this launch. We've got Will Devlin, who is a Kent chef at the Windmill, wasn't it, at Hollingbourne, but he's now running his own pop-up concept restaurants. And he's going to come and cook for us on the night. And so we're having an event that was kind of our stage one. Let's get an event, let's launch it, let's see who's interested, and then let's have an open forum on the night to discuss how it works for people, how the networking group works.
So when's this taking place? Who do you want to come?
It's next Tuesday night, about 6:30,
right.
At my showroom in Rochester.
Right.
And we've got about 25 people down. We all need
obviously a little nudge again and some encouragement. I think Denise has pulled the menu out of Will, so that might turn them along a bit.
Do we know? Is there any teasers?
I don't know.
There?
She said she would message.
Come on, Denise.
Well, tweet, come on, Denise.
Tweet the menu.
Tweet it in.
Tweet the menu.
I know that she will. And from there we want to look at a website, kind of a directory, but also something that's very customer facing. Actually, consumers come to the website, find good information about what they can do with their homes, and we've got quite a few interior designers that are involved. To make it kind of a customer facing product that with a network group sat behind it.
Sure. Think,
yeah.
It sounds really exciting. I love the idea behind it.
Yeah.
And the sense of collaboration to grow an industry locally. Which is fantastic. It's a fantastic idea, and I really do hope and believe it will be successful. And it's a great... She did that deliberately.
Did.
Nessie, she banged the mic deliberately.
I moved it slightly. Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sat on my hands.
We do mic training and everything.
Yeah.
You miss it.
Yeah, because you're late. Should we gang up on her now?
That would be great.
I'm going to get my own back on her for her telling everyone I'm too fat to wear a waistcoat anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Joe. So next Tuesday night,
yes,
in your gaff in Rochester, High Street. Yep. What time?
6:30.
And have you got people speaking at it?
We do. So I will give a little chit chat about why I think it's a good thing. And Denise is going to talk about collaboration and how we can share through social media marketing experience and build a profile. Felicity is also very kindly come to speak.
Felicity Randolph.
The ringing endorsement, giving her background. She's going to come and talk about her experience and also why she thinks it's a good idea for her chair business as on the other side of marketing consultancy, as it were, driving a business and building that profile. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Really,
so we wish you much success with that.
Thank you.
For the moment, I know that you're not live with your website for Show Home Network yet. No. But how can people get hold of you if they want to?
We have got a Twitter at the Show Home Network or Show Home Network. Now I've forgotten which one.
Show Home Network.
Just Show Home Network. So they can DM us through there, or they can go onto the Stovehub website. Our phone number's on there. They can ring us directly in the office.
If you search Joe Alsop, Alsop, it actually brings up the Show Home Network.
Does it really?
Moment. Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. So
I'm basking in that for a moment.
Yeah, so you see, Bird, Joe is famous.
Yes.
Yeah. Good answer.
On Twitter, anyway. Yeah. Cool. Joe, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Real pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much success with the Show Home Network and that collaboration project. Really good idea.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Cool. I'll tell you what, Bird, we've got loads of tweets still coming in. We've got loads of emails. We've got the FSB news to read fairly shortly.
Have you seen what's going on Twitter?
I know, it's gone bananas.
It's gone
absolutely crazy, stupid.
And they're all talking about who's number one, you or me. That's what it's all going down
is
on.
Is somebody running a survey?
Seriously? Everybody's joining in on
If they're running a survey, I'll win because I've got more accounts than you.
No, no, no. Did you see the comment I put up there? He'll never forgive.
I know. It's not about that, is it?
We're not in collaboration.
We are.
We're collaborating.
Anyway,
there's no competition here.
As long as he's first. Yeah, no
exactly.
Yeah.
None at all. Are we ready? Here we go. Be professional, Bird. We don't do networking. We waffle. Stop it, Nettie.
I'm not doing
Join us for our first ever waffle event at Dragon Co-working. We provide a fancy coffee and teas along with freshly made warm waffles with loads of awesome toppings. All you have to do is come along and enjoy spending time waffling to the members of our amazing community. Seasoned wafflers and waffling novices are also welcome to the easygoing laid-back event. This is a free event. Just book online. That would be dragoncoworking.co.uk. I like my waffles. Let's talk about waffles just for a second. I like hot and cold together.
Do you?
I love a hot waffle ice cream. You wouldn't think that I would say that, would you? I know that's my whole business gone now, isn't it?
Do you know, a while back, the Bird said to me, "You're looking really bad." She said, "You need my help."
Do you mean Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah hyphenated Ann.
Miss on a bike. Yeah. She said, "I'm going to do your diet for you and get you fit and healthy and stuff like that." And she did all this diet where I had to eat all this rubbish.
And then
she turned up this morning with a jar of sweets and about 10 Garibaldi biscuits. And she's going, "Do you want something to eat, love?" What happened there then?
I'm training hard at the minute, and I tell you what, this morning...
You're going up Box Hill, aren't you?
Oh, my days. I tell you what, I trained so hard this morning. I got off the bike. I was shaking. I was proper emptied, like, just... And I couldn't stop shaking for about 2 hours. And so I need to refuel, and that was all the fuel that was there. Lovely fuel it was, too. A lovely Garibaldi.
Go on, tell us what you're doing again. You're going up Box Hill, aren't you?
I'm doing what's called the Ball Buster.
Yeah.
So that's a duathlon. It's the hardest one in the UK, and it's up 5 times Box Hill, which in on itself isn't too bad. It's a 2 mile. Oh, Phil, that face doesn't look funny.
I'm just trying to picture it.
I know. So it's a 2 mile hill, but it's an 8 mile circuit, and you do it 5 times. So you run it. You run 8 miles, then you do a 24-mile bike ride, which doesn't sound very much, or it does for some
does
people.
It? No.
And then you run 8 miles again.
I got out of breath going to the loo.
You know, some people will mock me and go 24 miles.
No, you tell me who they are and I'll get them.
And they would be rude. They would be rude to me about just doing 24 miles on a bike. But you've got Box Hill in it, so you've got 10 miles of hill. It's tough. It's grueling. That's why they call it the Ball Buster. And it hurts.
Right.
Bad.
And you're in training for it?
I am. So I get empty very quickly.
And you restock, you refuel with Garibaldis and boiled sweets?
No, I don't. I'd had
toffees.
Amazing. No,
waffles?
I'd had an amazing, amazing.
With ice cream.
I had a brilliant, I'll talk to you, Joe. I had a brilliant protein shake this morning with, I've got the most amazing recipe for protein shake and to refuel with cacao nibs and flax seeds. Go on, say it.
No, go on, no, go on.
No, go on.
Go on.
What are you going to say?
Oh, I'm not going to say anything.
Cacao nibs are great for stabilising.
I don't even know what she's talking about.
Cacao nibs. You're the only one. Yeah, yeah. The whole of Kent is shutting down right now. They've got no idea what you're talking about.
Cacao nibs. Yeah, they're all Googling cacao nibs. Google's just crashed.
Raw chocolate. So it's got the antioxidants before it's been burnt out to then go into a chocolate form. So even if you had top end, say, a high quality, high chocolate, it's still been burnt and it's still been, so you lose a lot of the antioxidants. So you get it at its raw state. And yeah, so even that, but I hadn't planned, and this is what I'm doing. And I'll get told off for that because I should have a protein bar in my car. And I didn't. And I've been advised to do that.
Good.
So there you go. So I'd like a waffle now.
with ice cream. Nice one. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
We're going to do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. I'm going to read a number of events that are taking place. If you want to book on any of them or find out any more detail, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab, they were all there under events. There's a networking event in Maidstone tomorrow evening, October the 11th, from 5:30 until 7, and it's at the Metro Bank. That's in Week Street in Maidstone. Join local business owners and get connected. Meet like-minded individuals, build connections, grow and develop your business through high-quality face-to-face networking and business information in an enjoyable and relaxed environment. On Wednesday, the 18th of October from 12 p.m. is the Federation of Small Business Bank of England Roundtable. That's at the Innovation Centre, Medway. Share your business experience directly with the Bank of England, hear the bank's current thinking on the overall economy, and network with other local business owners. There's lunch provided and loads of on-site parking. And then I'd like you to join me, if you would please, on Thursday the 19th of October at the Hugh Christie Technology College in Tunbridge, where I'm running a 30-30 network. That's 30 businesses are going to meet 30 students to talk about the world of work from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a fantastic event. Those businesses that join us get to hear from Kent County Council on the new apprenticeship scheme, plus the Kent Guilds. And the students get to do 2 workshops on presentation from Deb Turner of U Image Consultancy on how to dress for success and how to present themselves. And then we have speed networking, and it's really good fun. It's all free to attend. So do book and come along. That's on Thursday the 19th of October at the Hugh Christie Technology College in Tunbridge. And then there's an FSB Connect festive networking event in Tenterton on November the 15th at 5:30 in the evening at the Secret Pantry, 100 the High Street. And then on November the 28th, there's a Women in Business brunch, 10:30 at Westernhanger Castle, Westernhanger Stone Street near Hythe. And that's the FSB in association with the lovely Sarah Paul, who is the owner of Westernhanger Castle.
government policies heap pressure on small firms. New research by FSB shows small business outgoings have risen as a direct result of public policy decisions over the last 5 years, significantly outpacing inflation. So the impact of the government policy index has found a range of government taxes, reliefs and employer obligations have caused outgoings for smaller firms to rise by an average, this is amazing, of 12.5% in the 5 years. That's brilliant, isn't it?
It's crazy. And people talk about the fact that wages aren't growing in line with inflation, but what they don't take into account is the cost of employment.
It's also all the pension contributions.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the cost. It's the cost. It's the cost of employment. You know.
Yeah.
If I pay you a minimum wage, it doesn't cost me £7 an hour. It costs me £9 an hour or £11 an hour. Yeah. By the time I've done my auto enrolment, my pension contributions, and all the other things, and that's what people don't take into account. So.
And a lot of employers don't fully understand and appreciate when they set out to do it.
Absolutely.
It doesn't get put into the plans properly. Cuts the margins down.
Yeah.
It's all that stuff. Listen to me bang on, it's like I know.
Yeah. She's just from an accountancy. What would she know? Next, she'll be telling us numbers. There's a new check clearing system, Nettie.
That's good.
Yeah. A new image-based system of clearing checks will be rolled out by UK banks and building societies from Monday the 30th of October. The new system will be gradually come into usage over the next year. We'll speed up the time taken to clear checks from the current six workday timescale to the end of the next workday. During the second half of 2018, all of the UK banks and building societies would clear all checks using the system. Businesses are advised to speak to their own bank as soon as possible to ensure that they are prepared for the change. If you want to find out more about it, there's a website, Check and Credit, A-N-D, Check A-N-D Credit, C-H-E-Q-U-E, checkandcredit.co.uk. Find out about it. It's about time they did this.
Oh, my life.
Scandinavia were clearing checks in one working day 20 years ago. There was no reason why we couldn't do it now. It's just hanging around. Because checks in the old system are cleared by magnetic ink anyway. Yeah.
So why do you need to worry about your bank and talk to them? If you're going to get your money by the following day, why do you want to change that? You know, would you want to go back to the 5 day system?
Yeah. Well, it depends whether you're buying or selling, I guess, really, doesn't it?
Budget announcements must stop the productivity rot. The introduction of export vouchers, simplification of R&D tax credits and expansion of the Small Business Research Initiative would provide a much-needed boost to the manufacturing industry, which has seen a fall in output per hour. Mike Cherry said the councillor must intervene at the autumn budget to stop the productivity rot following the second quarterly fall in UK labour productivity in Q2 2017.
Sorry, I'm going to have to butt in again.
Do it.
The real problem there is that R&D tax credits are not understood by enough people.
Absolutely.
So it's not that the productivity is not there. A lot of these companies don't know they can get their money back. Mm-hmm. And that's the bigger problem. So let's put some money into advertising some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Mm. And they can't even quote the numbers because nobody knows what's not being claimed. Mm. It's that bad.
Absolutely.
Sorry, you know what I'm
no,
like?
No, no, no. You know that I totally agree with you on that. It's you know, it's just another one of the things that they do badly, of the many things that they do badly. The FSB is currently engaging with government, talking about doing badly, with government, and in particular HM Treasury.
Great.
On its proposals, and HMRC, double boo, and its proposals for a customs arrangement with the European Union after Brexit. As part of this engagement, we're bringing together a small number of members for a round table with officials about customs issues and how their proposals might impact small businesses. We're looking for members who currently deal with customs procedures when trading overseas and will be willing to talk about their experience. So if you're a small business and you trade overseas but not with the European Union, i.e. so you're currently using customs to land and export goods, and you'd like to be involved, there's a round table and it will take place on Friday the 27th of October in London. If you'd like to attend, if you get in touch with the FSB Public Affairs Advisor, who is Jessica Smith, and if you go to the fsb.org.uk website, you can make contact with Jessica there.
The FSB Celebrating Small Business Awards 2018 are now opened on the 11th of September for entry, so that small businesses in the southeast of England have until January 2018 to enter for free. The awards will celebrate the best of the areas 392085.
395,000.
Thank you. Small businesses and their vast contribution to both the regional.
She's not good with numbers, Nessie. She's not.
Threes and fours.
Yeah. I am. I'm quite binary, actually.
Are you?
Yep. Zero, one.
Is there three of you?
The 12 FSB Celebrating Small Business Award categories are
010101.
Business
110011.
Business Exporter of the Year. Ethical Green Business. Is this you? So you want to think about this. I'm not in these categories.
Right.
Ethical Green Business of the
but
Year.
But I'm Global Bird.
Exactly. Business and Product Innovation Award. Digital Business of the Year. Micro Business of the Year. Startup of the Year. Scale-up of the Year. Family Business of the Year. Young and Oh, that's me. Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Yeah. Why are you all laughing? Employer of the Year. The Triumph Over Adversity Award. And the Community Award. So, go on to www, that stands for World Wide Web, fsbawards.co.uk.
Thank you, Bird. Views are sought on the apprenticeship funding. The Department for Education wants to hear your views on apprenticeship funding by completing a short survey. Apprenticeship funding has been reformed, and this survey offers a further opportunity to comment on how changes to funding have affected you and your organisation. To give your views, if you go to consult.education.gov.uk/apprenticeships, you can complete the survey there. If you have any questions about apprenticeships or education, you can speak to the Education and Skills Policy Advisor, Annie Pete, at the FSB.
Get involved with Small Business Charter. The Small Business Charter, which promotes greater levels of engagement between business schools and the small business sector, is looking for business leaders and entrepreneurs to join their management board. The board is The board is responsible for the charters. You can tell I need more Garibaldis. Governance, strategy and assessment of schools applying for the award and currently has two vacancies, Mr. Andrews.
Today.
Find out more about the role and to read about the key criteria for taking part, visit the Small Business Charter website.
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of the FSB News Roundup for another week. We're now going to join Abby Smitten in the newsroom, and then we'll be back after that to hear from some more guests.
Channel Radio News Update.
There's calls for the government to intervene at BAE Systems after it was announced 2,000 jobs will be lost. Shadow Defence Secretary Nia Griffiths said an urgent plan is needed. The jobs are being cut after a drop in demand for Typhoon fighter jets. Most of the job losses will be in Lancashire. Theresa May is calling for major changes in how people from different racial and economic backgrounds are treated. It's as the government publishes the findings of a groundbreaking audit of public services in Britain. More people than ever before are being convicted of sexual offences across England and Wales. Figures show a 79% increase in successful prosecutions in the last 10 years. At least 10 people have died and more than 100 are missing in wildfires in California. More than 20,000 have been forced to flee their homes. A state of emergency has been declared. And Iceland will be celebrating after becoming the smallest nation to make